It's a pleasure to welcome to the show filmmaker Todd Thompson. He has a brand new documentary he's written and directed. It's called Woman in Motion, Nichelle Nichols, Star Trek, and the remaking of NASA. It chronicles the inspiring untold story about how Star Trek actress Nichelle Nichols transformed her sci-fi television career into a real-life science career when she embarked on a campaign to bring diversity to NASA. Todd, what was the genesis behind this project? Were you a Trekkie? Were you someone who was fascinated by NASA? With all of the above?
You know, ironically, I'm a Star Wars guy. I grew up loving Star Wars. I mean, I lived and breathed it since I was probably 7 years old. I'm a big science fiction fan, and of course, I was aware of Star Trek. But it really wasn't until I got introduced to this story and decided to produce and direct this film that I really formed like a whole new appreciation for Star Trek and what it is truly all about.
Well, as we know, Lieutenant Uhura, as we know her from Star Trek, she, you know, it was a very diverse crew for the time. But we always hear that women don't get into science as a career. They kind of start dropping out in high school and in college. And so we've always been encouraged for women, more women to get into science. But what about women of color? I mean, we remember the movie about 5 years ago, Hidden Figures. You know, how much was Nichelle Nichols kind of a hidden figure to get women of color into NASA?
Well, I mean, there's a huge parallel there. You know, the Hidden Figures story in itself takes place years before with the, you know, even predates the Apollo program, as you know. But yeah, you know, to your earlier point, I think over the years, historically, you know, female students just kind of check themselves out of, like, that even being a possibility, you know, science even being a remote possibility, especially space exploration. It was always a man's sport, if you will, and you know, it took a couple things to create a perfect storm, I think, to allow Nichelle to get involved and have the impact that she did. You know, the NASA program in itself was getting out of rockets, and they were getting more into a new vehicle called the Space Shuttle, which was going to require a whole new different type of astronaut, not necessarily a pilot per se, but, you know, biologists and physicists and doctors, if you will, teachers. So a whole new class of astronaut was going to be needed for the space shuttle program, and you know during the development process that NASA was involved in, you know, creating the shuttle, they realized that they were coming up short. They didn't have anywhere close to the candidates they needed to, you know, even build a first class of astronauts for that particular program. So, you know, what happened at the time was then, you know, NASA got involved in the science fiction conventions. Star Trek, the original series, had already wrapped up, and they were starting to do these sci-fi shows. A lot of, you know, NASA employees were huge sci-fi and Star Trek fans, as it were, so they naturally started going to the shows, attending the shows, becoming part of the shows, and that's where, you know, two worlds collided, if you will. You know, NASA collided with Star Trek, and the powers that be at NASA met Nichelle Nichols, and she was just so awe-inspired by what NASA was talking about, and they were so awe-inspired by what she represented. It was a perfect combination to open that door.
And I think one of the things that I always heard about her is that she was started off in musicals, and it was like Hugh Hefner that, like, kind of discovered her in a way. Is that true?
Hugh Hefner? No, I did not know that story, actually. It was Duke Ellington. She was her first gig, if you will, when she was very, very young. She went on the road with the Duke Ellington band and was a singer and performer for him, singer and dancer. And that led to, you know, live theater, Broadway. She was hired for a gig in Hawaii, actually, a live theatrical performance in Hawaii, when she had to make a pit stop in Los Angeles because you couldn't fly direct to Hawaii at the time from Chicago. And she immediately fell in love with Los Angeles. So when that Hawaii gig wrapped up, she found herself back in L.A., and the rest was history, per se. She got into TV and eventually film work.
Well, the other thing is that Mae Jemison, the first female black astronaut into space, the one of the cool things about this is Nichelle is still with us. So what kind of feedback have you gotten from her about Mae Jemison and also the film?
Well, she and May are, you know, very close. I mean, during the time I spent with Michelle making the film, which, you know, spans the course of almost 4 years, she always spoke, you know, very highly of May. They remain very close to this day. She obviously inspired May to, you know, become who she is, which was the first black woman in space. And also, by the way, you know, appear on Star Trek, which was kind of cool. So a little nice combination there. And then as far as the film, I mean, she loves the film. I mean, I guess the direct quote was, from her son directly, was, "It's a thing of beauty." So I took that as a huge compliment, and it was just a very humbling experience just making the film and just getting to know her so well. And she's just a beautiful human being inside and out.
That's really cool. I have had Walter Koenig on the show before, and I know you sat down with him and George Takei and, you know, Neil deGrasse Tyson, Rod Roddenberry, the family lines there. Did anybody have one bad word to say about her? I would venture not.
You know what? No, absolutely not. I mean, and even just, you know, making those phone calls to set up those interviews, like, it was always an open door. Like, of course, I'd love to sit down and talk about Michelle, or of course, I'd love to talk about this topic, because it's such an important thing that she accomplished and that she did for us that has such, like, long-lasting impact on not just our generation as we grew up and witnessed it, but, you know, on future generations. You know, because the more we, you know, become this cross-cultural society and whatnot, you know, we just become more comfortable with diversity and inclusion. And my favorite thing walking away from this project, I think, was the whole Star Trek ideology of IDIC, which stands for Infinite Diversity, Infinite Combinations. And that's exactly what you get when you, you know, open your mind and open your heart and soul to including everyone and listening to everyone's point of view and what everyone brings to the table.
No, it's very cool. And, you know, finally, you know, Star Trek only ran for 3 seasons. From what I understand, it wasn't a ratings hit. But today, if you have a Comic-Con and somebody hears that, you know, Nichelle Nichols is there, how many women who are 88 years old would have the whole place shut down to go see her? Are you still kind of amazed at the star power and fascination people have with the actors and actresses on that show?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, there's definitely like a beautiful nostalgia to the whole thing, but I think in her case in particular, there's just this like unspoken, very high level of respect for, you know, who she is and what she represents and what she did with her life and for the world, you know, beyond Star Trek. And you know, the irony though is, you know, that's really what Star Trek was all about from day one. So, you know, while we all grew up and love and enjoy the show and continue to enjoy it and get fascinated by it, you know, what it was really about was, you know, what she did with her personal life and in the real world outside of Star Trek. So I just think it's amazing. And I just, yeah, going to these shows and just watching people line up and, you know, kind of eavesdropping on the fan gossip and the chatter and everything, it's pretty phenomenal. You know, it made me proud. And, you know, it's like she's like a motherly figure for me. So I was proud of Mom. You know.
Now, that's really cool. The film, by the way, a documentary, Woman in Motion, Nichelle Nichols, Star Trek, and the Remaking of NASA, is available on demand from iTunes and other video on demand platforms. And this is a film that has already been very highly lauded and a 98% audience approval on Rotten Tomatoes. Todd Thompson has been our guest. Todd, congratulations on the film, and let's catch up on your next one.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it, and thanks for everyone for listening. Enjoy the movie.
All right, good stuff. Okay, thank you. Rick Tittle with you. We'll take a quick break. Come on back.